Hallelujah. As we look at the text, it was read earlier on from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I could speak about several of these verses of scripture, but I just want to focus on one verse from this entire passage. Chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, I just want to speak to us by using one verse. And this is coming from the 19th verse of the passage. The 19th verse of the passage, that's where I want to focus my attention on right now. And it says, just four words, quench not the spirit. Say it with me. Quench not the spirit. And I want to observe as a team on this, our Youth Sunday, this morning. I want to observe as a team, and I want to declare unto the people of God listening to this service, beware of fire extinguishers. Beware of fire extinguishers. Thank you, Jesus. So you will want to go right now and just type that in the chat. Beware of fire extinguishers. You might want to go on your WhatsApp and put that up as a status. You might want to go on Instagram and put that up as well. Beware of fire extinguishers. Hallelujah. A fire extinguisher is an instrument that can be used to suppress and finally put out a fire. It is a portable device that discharges a jet of water, foam, gas, or other materials to extinguish a fire. Fire extinguishers are very useful in putting out dangerous and life-threatening fires. They exist domestically and even commercially as a fire precaution. And in modern times, they have become mandatory according to public safety codes. However, for the purpose of this sermon, we are focusing our attention and we are speaking against those things that act as a fire extinguisher of God's fire in your life. Those things that wants to put out the fire of God in your life. These are the things that we are talking about that we must be aware of. I want for us to declare that we are a people on fire for God. And as you see me wiping, I am really on fire in this service. We are on fire for God. We are a Pentecostal firebrand people that God has raised up in the 21st century with an anointing that will shake the kingdom of darkness. I'm here to declare that the young people of this church, the young people, hallelujah, of the New Testament Church of God, the young people of God's powerful kingdom are people who are on fire for Jesus Christ. People who are not afraid to blaze for Jesus. I say to somebody, continue to blaze that fire for Jesus Christ. Continue to be on fire for Jesus. Don't allow anything. Don't allow anyone. Don't allow anybody to stop your fire from blazing. Blaze in the spirit of the living God. Don't quench the spirit. Blaze for Jesus. Hallelujah. I am on fire for God. We are on fire for God. And we must continue to remain on fire for God. Hallelujah. Yes, man, I see some people sending up. Yes, Sister Cudna. I see some people sending up in the chat some fire blazes. Yes. Go right ahead and get send up some fire emoticon right now. Because the devil can't stop this fire. The devil can't stop this fire. Hallelujah. God is raising us up with a fire that will set the Caribbean and the globe on fire for Jesus. I wonder if I have anybody in this service on Facebook, on YouTube, on listentousradio.com who wants to blaze on fire for Jesus. The unquenchable fire that cannot be stopped unless you allow it to be stopped. Hallelujah. The verse that we look at this morning. Let me try to take my time before me take off. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. The Bible declares, quench not the spirit. Say, quench not the spirit. And I want to look at this command that was given by Paul to the church in Thessalonica. Brothers and sisters and friends, you see, this letter that was written by Paul was written as recent converts were left in Thessalonica with little external support in the midst of persecution. If you look at the writing, the Bible declares, there's a part in Acts that declares that Paul had to leave this city abruptly. And so he had to send a word to the new converts. I'm here to send a word to some new converts in this pandemic. Right here. Hallelujah. In the midst of persecution. So Paul's purpose in writing the letter was to encourage the new converts in their trials. And Paul was to instruct them concerning godly living. Somebody say godly living. And so I want to join with the Apostle Paul to encourage God's people, especially our young people, especially our young converts, especially our babes in Christ. I want to echo the sentiment of the Apostle Paul by declaring unto you, beware of fire extinguishers. Beware of fire extinguishers. If there is anything that is seemingly outing the fire of God in your life, I come to tell somebody, it's time for you to take with yourself. If there is someone that is blowing out the fire of God in your life, you must take with yourself. If there is a place that is causing the fire to go out, it's time to take with yourself. If there are things in your life that is causing your fire to go out, it's time to take with yourself. Beware of fire extinguishers. Beware of the things that will cause your fire to be put out. Now is not the time. Now is not the season that we go cold. Now is not the time that we go cold. Now is the time. Some of us, we have some people, them stone cold. And them want people come cold too. Hallelujah. as we say in St. Vincent, stone cold. I don't know if the Jamaicans will understand that. But it means very cold, excessively cold, extremely cold. Hallelujah. But I must maintain my fire. I am anointed and I am appointed. Hallelujah. I must maintain my fire. Beware. I said to you, beware. From last week, Wednesday, I was battling and running away from this sermon for some reason. I sent in the scripture from last week, Wednesday. I just put in that right there. Hallelujah. From last week, Wednesday, I hear in my spirit to tell my people, beware of fire extinguishers. And God knows exactly the reason, hallelujah, that he is declaring unto us this morning that we must beware of fire extinguishers. I want to look at two implications that are seen coming out of this 19th verse of 1 Thessalonians. The first thing that I want to talk about is that we can extinguish God's fire in our lives. We can extinguish God's fire in our lives. As we look at the text, the actual order of the word in the original language is the spirit not quench. As I look in the original language, brothers and sisters, on Facebook and on YouTube and on listentousradio.com, I want for you to see that the arrangement of the word is the spirit, not quench. The Greek language places the most important part of the sentence first. So verse 19 of the text in 1 Thessalonians, the emphasis is on the spirit. Somebody declare the spirit. We also need to know that the root Greek word for quench is a Greek word which means to extinguish or to put out or to go out. And from this original word in the Greek, we get the term extinguisher, fire extinguisher, something that is used to put out, something that is used to extinguish fire. And the word was used to refer to putting out sparks. Oh, yes. Putting out fires or putting out of a lamp. Brothers and sisters, this word was used 8 times in the New Testament. When I further look at the word in the original language for quench, I see it appearing in the present imperative active tense. And that might sound confusing to many of you. But I chose to make mention of it because of the significance and the application that I want for us to grab out of even the construct of the word in the original language. Present, imperative, active. So don't be scared now. Let me just break this down for somebody right now. Because I think that there is something that we need to get out of this. For in the original language, present, hallelujah, imperative, active. First of all, imperative means it suggests that it is a command. So this is a command, which means that it is a must. In other words, I exhort you. I encourage you. So Paul was declaring that I command you to quench not the Spirit, I exhort you not to allow anything to quench the Spirit. And so adjoin the Apostle Paul and to command the people of God in this time and in this season, in this cold world, I exhort somebody under the sound of the voice of God. I exhort you, quench not, extinguish not the flame of the Spirit of the living God that locks up in the inner man. Don't quench this thing to please nobody. Don't quench this thing to fit into any crowd. Don't quench this thing to get in any statistics, to become popular, to become people's favorite. Don't quench the fire because I want people to love you. Don't quench it. Don't quench it. I exhort you. Oh yes, I feel the fire of God already. Hallelujah. And as I look at the implication of the present imperative, it means an action that is occurring now with an ongoing implication. It's an action that is occurring now with an ongoing. In other words, this action is not something that you just do one time. Mm-hmm. This is not something that you just decide to do on one occasion. This is something that must be ongoing. It must be a continual process. It must be continuous. For we are living in a world that the Christian people are living in a crisis. And if you're not careful, you might be on fire on Sunday morning, but when Monday morning come, you wonder where the fire gone. But I come to tell somebody that we have to continually trim the fire, blaze up the fire, fan the flyer. We have to continually not allow anything to tamper with the fire. You must maintain the fire. You have the responsibility to maintain that which God has deposited. Hallelujah. Which leads me to my next point. The active part of the tense, the present, suggests a present action with ongoing implication. Imperative suggests it's a command. But the active voice suggests that the action is being done by the subject as opposed to the passive voice. I talk in some words say that people might not understand, but that's what preaching is about. We have to learn something new. Hallelujah. The active in English means that an action is being performed by the subject. And when a verb is in its passive tense, it means that the action is not being done by the subject. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's being done to the subject. That's a different pastor. That's a big difference. When an action is being done by the subject, it's different than when an action is being done to the subject. And Paul used the active tense in this context, which suggests the subject is the one who must carry out the action. It suggests that we are the ones who must not quench the Spirit of the living God. We have a responsibility. We are the ones that must not allow anything to quench us, which means that we can be in an environment that
can quench your spirit, that can put to end God's fire in your life. But because you are the one that is responsible not to allow anything, that's what the active tense suggests. In other words, the ball is in your court. In other words, am my responsibility, yeah man, a female responsibility, hallelujah, it is my responsibility, it is my personal discipline that I don't allow anything, nothing at all, Sister Karen, to stop what God is doing in me. And I want to declare to us several ways that one can extinguish the fire. One, lack of spiritual discipline. When you refuse to study and read the word, when you refuse to pray, when you refuse to fast, when you refuse to meditate on God's word, when you refuse to worship God, it causes the fire of God in your life to go out. And so we must spend time reading His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to spend time reading His word. So lack of spiritual discipline causes the fire to go out. The next thing is losing focus by being distracted with sin. Distraction and sin can cause the fire of God in your life to go out. Sin is like the extinguisher. In fact, one of the most common chemicals that made up the fire extinguisher is the carbon dioxide, the total opposite of oxygen. Oxygen is what we breathe in. It's like air. Fresh air. Hallelujah. Air. But it causes us to live. But the total opposite, carbon dioxide, causes the fire to be put out. Whenever we lack God's oxygen, God's word, they are breathed by God. Hallelujah. God's breath. God's breath. His word and spirit will ignite the fire of God in our lives. Hallelujah. All scriptures are God breathed. And I want for us to understand that when we lack the discipline to study and to read and to focus on praying and fasting and worshiping, you cause the fire of God in your life to go out. Distraction and sin, listening to toxic music. We have to be very careful of what we listen to. It is Youth Sunday, and I just want to stay on this point a little, because we have to be very mindful of the philosophies and the things that comes through music in the lyrics. We have to be very mindful as to some of these things carry all kind of demonic spirits that we have to preserve our own life from. Toxic music. Sometimes when they hang around people after them listen some foolishness, them start act like fool too. Them start act like the artist. Them take on the very mannerism, the very identity, the very belief system, the very perspective. You have to understand that music
communicates an idea. It communicates a belief. It communicates a perception. And if you are not careful, that perception might be so contrary to God's word that it's time for the life of God in you. Be careful, young people. Be careful, man. Be careful, woman. What you find yourself listening to, it can cause the fire of God to out. And some of us sometimes, instead of we listen to some uplifting music, when we're in depression, we want to listen to depressive music to feed on the depression. That make any sense? Tell me if that make any sense. We have to listen to some things that will blaze the fire of God in us. Listen to things that will cause you to think straight. Listen to things that will cause your mind, hallelujah, to think like an eagle. Listen to things that will boost your spiritual mind. Listen to something that will cause you to burn for God and draw you close to God. I say to somebody, be careful of listening to toxic music. Not only is lack of spiritual discipline a way of extinguishing the fire and losing focus by distraction and sin, listening to toxic music, but also lurking in toxic places. Lurking in toxic places. Whenever there is something about environment, we can provide the environment in which we can burn brightly. Yet a flame can be extinguished when it is in the wrong environment. When the flame is overwhelmed by the environmental conditions, you can cause the flame to put to out. And so we have to be very mindful of the places that we go. You know that this place, every time you find yourself in this environment, you are tempted and you are led into sin. It is toxic. Run like Joseph. I say to somebody, avoid going in toxic places. Places are very important. Places. And finally, one way that can also cause the fire of God to be extinguished is linking with toxic people. And I want to just stop right here a little. Linking with toxic people, the Bible declares in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20, he that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a company of fools shall be destroyed. He that walketh with a wise man shall be wise, but a company of fools shall be destroyed. I'm here to declare to somebody that if you want to burn for God, you must hang out with people who are blazing for Jesus. If you want to burn for God, you must hang out with people whose hearts are burning for God. If you want to blaze for Jesus, you must hang out with some fire people. You must hang out with some passionate people. You must hang out with people who are enthusiastic about Jesus Christ. People who have a desire for holiness. People of character. People of integrity. People of dignity. People of class. People who are wise. People who go in places. You can't want to hang out with the wrong people and expect to go in the right direction. Wrong people cause you to go wrong, and right people cause you to go right. He that walketh with a wise man
shall be wise. Young man, wise up yourself. Young woman, wise up yourself. If you want to make it in, if you want to see Jesus' face again, you've got to say, baby, me can't stay like this. I'm sorry, you know, me have to leave this relationship. Cut, 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 cut. Cut it off. Anything we are trying to distract you from God, cut it off. Hallelujah. Thank you, speaker, for preaching with me. Hallelujah. A company of fools shall be destroyed. Someone said, it's hard to burn for God when you are dating a fire extinguisher. Let me just say that again a little slowly, because that just gone over somebody's head. It's hard to burn for God when you are dating a fire extinguisher. It's hard to burn for God. It's hard to burn for God when you are dating a fire extinguisher. When your best friend is a fire extinguisher. When your company are fire extinguishers. When the people you power with are fire extinguishers. You can't want to burn for God, but you're dating a fire extinguisher. You can't want to blaze for Jesus. You can't want to blaze for Jesus. You can't want to be on fire for God when you're dating a fire extinguisher. When your best friend is a fire extinguisher, somebody who wants to put the fire out. In order for you to blaze for Jesus, you must cut off the fire extinguishing toxic relationships that constantly out God's fire, God's passion. You no longer want to serve God. You will know exactly who the fire extinguishers are. For God is saying, you can't want to burn for me, but your friends are fire extinguishers. You must abandon every fire extinguisher. Hallelujah. You must abandon. I feel my help now. Every fire extinguisher. Everything that wants to blaze the fire. I say you have to abandon that. Quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. I want to just use this rest of the time to utilize. I want to utilize the rest of the time to declare not only that I see out of the text that we can ignite, extinguish God's fire. But as I look at the construct of the phrase, sentence, quench not the spirit, I see that we can also, not only can we extinguish it, I see out of the text, brothers and sisters, I see that we can ignite God's fire. As a believer, our fire represents the active presence of God in and upon our lives. Our fire is what makes us different. The devil is always on a mission to cause this fire to go out. Because this fire that we have destroy the works of darkness. This fire that God has placed in us, it's a fire that the enemy is being threatened by. And that's why the devil can't stand people on fire for God. And so he will try all kind of strategy. He will try all kind of bangarang. He gonna try all kind of crosses to out the fire. Because that fire in you feel the fire of God. That fire in you is gonna cause his kingdom to be destroyed. That fire in you will shake territories. That fire in you will shake kingdom of darkness. That fire in you will dispel darkness, will destroy strongholds, will tear down obstructions, that will mash up principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. This fire in you will terrorize the kingdom of darkness, and that is the reason why he wants to quench the fire, because the fire is destructive. Your fire is powerful against the work of darkness. Hallelujah. This fire is a deposit of God's grace and power. It's our faith. It's our zeal. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I challenge us not to allow the fire to go out in this season. Don't allow anything to put it out, but ignite it. Ignite the fire. Don't extinguish it. Ignite the fire. Scientifically, when I research what fire needs to burn, I found out, brothers and sisters, Facebook Live, YouTube, and listen to us radio.com, I find out that there are three main things that a fire needs to burn. And this process is scientifically known as a big word called combustion. Let me pause right here to declare to us that when we come into contact with God's presence, there is a supernatural combustion that takes place. Scientifically, there are three things that are needed for a fire to take place. The first one is heat. Oxygen is the second one. And fuel. Somebody just help me start the speaker out. It's a little. Heat, oxygen, and fuel. Heat, oxygen, and fuel. There must be a heat in order for the fire to blaze. There must be a heat. There have to be a temperature. Hallelujah. Devil is a liar this morning, Lord, because I come to preach the word. There must be a heat. Hallelujah. The ignition temperature must be high in order for it to start. To continue the combustion process, there must be heat. There must be a heat. There must be heat. What is it? Heat. There must be air to supply the oxygen. Heat is needed. Air is needed to supply the oxygen. And there must be some kind of fuel to cause the fire to burn. I want to ask somebody on social media right now. I said that there are three main elements that will cause fire to burn. Heat, oxygen, fuel. I wonder if somebody on social media wants to tell us exactly what you feel the oxygen represents spiritually. What do you feel the heat represents? What do you feel the fuel represent? If you are close to a chat, if you are a young person, I can probably give you a prize. But go right ahead in that chat and put oxygen. What does it represent spiritually? Heat, what do you think it represents spiritually? Fuel, in a spiritual sense, what is this? While I go to Romans chapter 12, verse 11 to 12, it says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in application, faithful in prayer. I come to declare to somebody that when we receive the Holy Ghost, when we receive the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, the Bible declares, I baptize with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come. The straps of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. I'm talking about how we must ignite the spiritual fire in our lives. It's not Pentecostal Sunday, but every day for us is Pentecostal Sunday, because we are a Pentecostal people. We believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. I come to tell you, if you want to burn for Jesus, you must receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separates and came to rest on each one of them. The Pentecostal experience can be experienced in the 21st century. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Jesus, help me. If I had a church, I could have run through the aisles now. But I've run through virtually in the realm of the spirit. And I've come to declare to somebody, I might not be able to run now, but I come to declare to somebody, take a lap around your bedroom. Take a lap around your living room. Take a lap around your kitchen. Bucky speaker. It never lose again. You can't stop it. The Holy Ghost fire. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. Stop what? Stop what? Receiving the Holy Ghost. Reading the word causes the fire to ignite. His words burns in my heart like a fire. Jeremiah declares, it's not your word like fire shut up in my bones. In Jeremiah 23 and verse 29, when we spend time with God's word, when God's word goes down into our lives, it's like fire shut up in our bones. We can't keep still. You see me right now, we can't keep still. We can't keep quiet, because fire blazing. When fire ablaze, you can't keep still. You can't be cute under fire. When fire blazing, you have to blaze for Jesus. Blaze with evangelism. Blaze with praise and worship. Blaze. Hallelujah. Fire. Shut up in my bones. Oh, somebody might be saying, why he preaching like that? Oh, why he's behaving like that? What happened to him? So it's the fire. It's not my fault. It's the anointing. It's not my fault. It's my anointing. The fire of a God. Young people must blaze for Jesus. Nothing wrong with that. Leave me alone. Nothing wrong with that. The people them in the world, as my grandmother would say, a gallivant and a gallant with a kind of something, something. Yes. And then I had this fire. But when we as a people come together and we start worship and we start blaze, must read the word, reach out in prayer and fasting. worship the Lord, revive the fire of God. For Paul declares, fan to flames the gifts of the Spirit which are in you that were passed on to the laying on of hands. Oh yes, you have to revive the Spirit of God. Sometimes we not always feel on fire. As a pastor, sometimes me not feel on fire every day. But I have to, a responsibility to fan the flame. I have a responsibility to fan the flame. You know, like when they used to have the roast breadfruit. And the roast breadfruit. Hallelujah. There was a point. It seemed like the fire going out. But you have to get something and fan that flame. Fan that flame. Fan the gifts of the Spirit. Don't allow it to go out and cold. Fan the flames of the Spirit of God. Fan the flames. If you see sometimes when things are going to, when my grandmother used to roast breadfruit, sometimes I see she do so. Well, me can't roast breadfruit, but I have experienced it. My grandmother will blow. Sometimes all we need is a little blow. It's the breath of God. It's God's Spirit. It's God's Word. Oh, when you feel like you're going out, just turn on some word. Turn on some worship. Call up an intercessor. Call up a prayer warrior. And fan the flame. Fan, fan, fan. Fan the flame. Fan the flames. Let me just try and close the sermon. Not only must we receive the Holy Ghost, read the word, reach out in prayer, fasting and worship, revive the fire of God, but we must remain in the right environment. We must remain in the right environment. And finally, we must roll with fire people. We must roll with fire people. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love, Hebrews declares, and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and as much the more as ye see the approaching day. I come to declare to us, beware. Beware, people of God, of fire extinguishers. We can extinguish the fire by lack of spiritual discipline, by losing focus, by being distracted, by listening to toxic music, by lurking in toxic places, by linking with toxic relationships. But on the other hand, we can ignite this fire by receiving the Holy Ghost, reading the Word of God, reaching out in prayer, fasting, and worship, by reviving the fire of God in you, by rolling with fire people, and by remaining in the right environment. I want to say to us, by the songwriter declares, if the altar is where you meet us, take me there. Take me there. What you need is just an offering. It's right here. My life is here. And I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire. The refire. Finer. I want to be consumed. I want to be tried by fire, purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Let your fire Let your Lord, your fire is consuming. Fill this place. Set it ablaze. I'll be a living sacrifice for you. I love the bridge of this song. It says, clean my hands. Purify my heart. I want to burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I want to burn for you. Only for you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word this morning. Your words are powerful and they are sharper than a two-edged sword. I pray in the name of Jesus for every man, every woman listening to this service. As you have declared from heaven, not my words, but your words, that God, we must beware of fire extinguishers. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that God Almighty, we will maintain these words. That Father, we will fan the flame. We will be ignited. Lord, we will be set ablaze by your Spirit. Lord, we will burn for you. If there is anything, God, in our lives that seek to quench the fire, Lord, first of all, we want to repent as a people for quenching your fire. Lord, we repent. We ask that you remove everything that wants to set our fire out. Every carbon dioxide situation that wants to choke the very life of God out of us. Lord, move it away in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray for somebody who might not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. What a powerful Sunday to begin blazing for Jesus Christ. I want to pray for a young man, a young woman. I want to pray for somebody who might be a backslidden state. You too can burn for God. There was a time that you once used to burn, and recently you say, no, I lose my fire. Yes, you are talking to you. God is saying to you, this is the time and the season to recommit your life to Jesus Christ. There is a number on the screen that we want for you to call. There is a QR code as well that you can take up your smartphones and just scan the code. It will lead you right to a page that you fill out a prayer request. In fact, we want for anybody who wants prayer right now, because this word has been so powerful for you and you want God to just raise you up. There are some situations in your life that is out in the fire of God. You feel like you're stifled. Yes. You feel like if you're being stifled. You feel like you're not living what the life that God has called you to live. You feel like you have lost your way. You feel like you're not blazing as much. Sometimes you look at some people and you see them on fire for God and you say, wow, I like what they have. I am talking to you. It's time for you to be on blaze for Jesus Christ. I want for you to go ahead and just call this number. Send in your prayer requests. Scan the QR code. We want to pray for you. Young man, young woman, all the ones on Listen to Us Radio, on Facebook, on YouTube, right now. If you are in a household that somebody would have heard this sermon and it would have caught their attention, come on, form a circle right in that environment. If you're a Christian believer, come on, call the entire household. I come to declare to somebody, even in your household, that the fire for God in your own devotional life would have gone out, would have been quenched. God is calling us back to family devotion. Get your family right now. Stop the pot, turn off the stove, turn off the washing machine, turn off the iron, and just assemble your family right now, because God wants to revive your family devotion right now. Your fire has gone out. Call auntie, call cousin, let me call them for your grandma. Auntie, come. God is calling us back to a place. God, big brother, come out your room. God is calling us back to place for Jesus. For time is coming to an end. Call a devotion right now. Form the circle right now. Come on, if you are right in this chat and you need some special prayer, go ahead and type prayer. We want to pray for you because there's a diabolical assignment. Kando robo kosata. Ikandaba sato robo shaya. Yandaba kosata. That has been set out to out some fire in this pandemic. But come on, somebody, hear the preacher man, hear the voice of the Spirit of the living God. It's time to get back there. Get back your fire for Jesus. Rabakoto robo sata yandarabosaya. I feel the fire of God. I feel the fire of God. I feel the fire of God. Hallelujah. Oh, baba, bakoshanda. I lay hands upon you in that living room. Rabakoshata. Hikondo robosata. Rababakoshata. I lay hands upon you in the realm of the spirit. And I call for the fire of the living God upon your soul now to burn again. I blow away every ash. I blow away every ash. In the name of Jesus Christ, every trash, every garbage, every ash, we blow them away now. I say, let the fire blaze. Devil, don't mess with me up here this morning. I say, let the fire blaze. I step into some houses. I step into some communities. I step into Jamaica. Alababa Koshanda. I go through the 14 parishes. I step in Barbados. Yes, don't not place the nice island. I step in St. Vincent. I step in the UK. I step in the USA and I declare fire, blaze, fire. Blaze, fire, blaze. 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 Blaze, Holy Ghost, blaze. Blaze, Jesus, blaze. Blaze! You demonic possession. You oppressive powers. You witchcraft. You blight. You obia. Ascend the blood of Jesus to scatter, to destroy the work, every bewitchment over our households. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, we are praying for you right now, Sister Marcia. We are praying for you right now, Sister. We're praying for you right now, Kenesha. Oh, intercessors are praying for you right now, right on that page, right now. They are praying. There are some intercessors watching the live on Facebook, on YouTube. Come on, intercessors. Come on, welcome intercessors. Don't multitask the service. Come on, intercede for God's people. Intercede and travel for the people of God. I pray for you right now, Melissa. I pray for you right now, Sister Joan. I pray for you right now, Sister Dorothy. Andrea, I pray for you. Charisse, I pray for you. Natalie, I pray for you. The enemy desire to sift you like wheat. The Spirit of the living God is praying for you. So God, we thank you. That person that needed salvation. There, Jesus, see this prayer. Come into my heart. Lord, forgive me for my sin. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Call us, man. Call us. If you feel the presence of God, if this sermon was a blessing to you, call the number on the screen and testify of the goodness of God. Young people, us have an idea. I want us to make a little TikTok. I want us to make a little TikTok. You know what TikTok is? Make a TikTok concerning this sermon message. Beware of fire extinguishers. Go ahead, plan out your TikTok and let every status, let Facebook, let YouTube, let every social media hear the word of the Lord. beware of fire extinguishers. Lord, we thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you.